story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
And on Fridays at about this time, 6:39, we visit with one of Chicago's finest. He wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, Lieutenant David Haynes. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning. Hey, can I just say something, too? I try to get a lot of police officers to listen, and I was driving in today and listening to three grown men talking about moisturizing and what to use. It's going to be a little tough to sell that down at the station, you know.
We'll try to do more sports.
Premier sports guy in Chicago talking about what moisturizer he uses on his hands.
Dave was concerned about that. And before we get into the goodies you brought us and your restaurant review and some food news, explain again how you pick the restaurants you review. And by the way, sometimes we get complaints from people saying, you always talk about the north side. What about the south side? And so you can't please everybody.
I put out the word that I was looking for restaurants to a bunch of people around the city, and I got like 80 different recommendations. And what I've been trying to do is go north side, the middle of the city, and the south side. And today we got something by the Academy and stuff that's down in the middle of the city. Usually when we do the bakeries and stuff, those are mostly the north side because that's more where I hang out. Although I got one next week from the south side.
Oh, good. Well, and you get the recommendations from fellow officers around the city.
Right. From other police officers, and they usually give me a place in their district or around where they work because they know the area. They patrol. They meet these people. I generally like little small mom and pops places because they're the best. I mean, they usually have something that they know how to do really well, and they go, I know how to do this. I'm going to make a living doing this thing that I'm very good at. And so there's usually a lot.
We like helping those people, too, and they need it. Now, are you sorry you started this tradition of coming in here every Friday bringing baked goods?
Well, I'm running out of places to go. I think I have one or two. So, yeah, if you got some sweets or interesting desserts you want to send down to Bob and his crew, let me know.
I just walked into our kitchen there and saw three bags of goodies. Those look great.
Yeah. And I went to a place called Marcello's Baking Company at 3520 West Lawrence. And I like Marcello's is very good to the police, first of all. But the best thing about them is it's one of the very few 24-hour, they're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week bakery. There always is people, everything's fresh. You can always go in there and get fresh donuts, fresh bread, or whatever, because there's always bakers back there working, and you can see everything. And
you love it because you're working midnights there in Jefferson Park, so you can just go right over there.
Yeah, I always have, because I work midnights, I'm always looking for stuff to do in midnights. We actually, when we're doing this next book, we want to put a sort of a section in there. You know, if you were a vampire, how would you live in Chicago? You know, where's the 24-hour hardware stores or 24-hour bakeries?
Good idea.
So anything that's open all night long, I love to go see. And these guys are great. They have a bunch of colorful cookies and donuts and fresh bread any time of the day or the night. They got... I brought in, I'm sorry, okay, Orejas. I think they stand for ear. They're these Mexican crunchy bread that look like elephant ears.
I'd call Marianne, but she's probably still sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Or she's making your green goo that's healthy stuff to counteract the bakery stuff that I'm giving you.
Healthy green lawn shake. Yeah, I want to alert the staff that one of the cookies you brought in has a little chunk missing. I did taste that. Very good stuff. Marcello's Baking Company.
Yeah, and they do a lot of Mexican pastries and Guatemala. The cookie that I brought was a Guatemala cookie. And it's interesting, these South American pastries, they taste like there's a lot less sugar in them, or at least it seems like there is. And so it seems healthier. I don't know if it really is or not, but you can tell yourself it is. If you're trying to, all right, I'm off my diet, but at least I'm eating something that's just a little sweet.
Good try for healthy sweets. And give the address of that place again. 24 hours it's open.
Yeah, Marcello's Baking Company. It's open 24 hours a day, 3520 West Lawrence, right down the street from the Admiral Theater. Not that you're, it's right a couple blocks away.
It used to be a legitimate movie theater. Now it's a legitimate whatever it is.
They had a fire there, a very small fire in a third floor room, and every fire truck on the north side showed up, and most of the police officers, just to make sure everybody was all right.
Of course, yeah.
They had to shut down Lawrence Avenue there.
Want to make sure everybody's safe. That's what you do. You serve and protect. It's our Friday visit with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department, who wrote the book A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. You need to update that book, Lieutenant.
We do, yeah. We're starting to put together, with these recommendations that we've gotten, we're starting to put together another edition. There hasn't been one. We didn't have the rights to do it for quite a few years, but now we do. So
good.
So we're working on it.
We need to see that. Now, let's talk about the restaurant you're going to review here for us this morning. Does this meet the requirements of the Chicago Police Department? You can get fast service. It's not very expensive, and it's got great food.
Yes, it's a little nicer than what we normally go for lunch. It's a Viaggio at 1330 West Madison, and it's a nice little Italian place with the whole white tablecloths. It's a beautiful little restaurant, and it was recommended by Sergeant Anthony Sabella, who's he's a sergeant at the Education and Training Division at the Police Academy. So if you have any problems with any police officers, he's the guy that trained them. It's his fault, and not mine.
I'm glad you pointed that out. He'll appreciate that.
He's also, I just want to mention, he received an award a few years ago. He helped Park Ridge Police solve a murder when he was a member of the gang enforcement team. He figured out something about it. I forgot the victim or the witness, who they were, and it led Park Ridge to make the arrest. So he got an award for that from Park Ridge, which is interesting.
So even though that was a suburban incident, he offered some assistance.
Right. Yeah. They asked us for help, and he helped them out. So his team got an award. So
good for you, Sergeant Anthony Sabella. Okay.
Yeah. And it's a nice little Italian place, white tablecloths. It's got a full bar, which also isn't a little unusual for Mike. and they have televisions in the bar, which is great, and they're strategically placed. So if you're not doing this at lunch, or if you're going, like say you're going with your boss out to lunch, you, if you sit in the right spot, you could watch the game while seeming to pay attention to your boss talking to you.
So it is open for dinner.
Yeah, it is. It's open for dinner, lunch and dinner, and all right, you may never have heard of this, but you got to try. They make a meatball salad.
Meatball salad?
Salad. Huh. Meatball salad, which my wife said, that's disgusting. I said, well, wait a minute. We have chicken on salad all the time. We have steak on salad. We have taco salad. All this is the meatball salad. It's Italian kind of, it's an Italian kind of thing. And now, I've had it before where they actually put the meatball directly on the salad with even sauce and the lettuce and stuff. This is a little different.
It's on the side?
It's on the side. Uh-huh. And the sauce is real thick, and it doesn't move, so it doesn't mix up unless you really want it to. And they have phenomenal meatballs, too. And so it was a great little lunch.
What does it come with? Does it come with, like, peppers and all of that stuff?
Well the salad is a basic Italian garden salad, so it's got all the peppers and onions and stuff in it, and they have a great balsamic vinaigrette. They also make great sausage and peppers, which is the staple of any really good. You know, if you watch The Godfather, you watch them make sausage and peppers, and these guys, they make great sausage and peppers too. And now I didn't really try. I've heard they have great pasta. I didn't really try it because, again, I'm trying to lose a little weight.
Good for you.
So but meatball salad and sausage and peppers, you can't go wrong. That's paleo as it gets right there.
And it sounds like with the full bar and the televisions, could be a place for March Madness gatherings.
Oh, yes, it could. It could also be a place. It's a very nice little place to take your wife out on date night. It's down in the area of down by, I'm sorry, it's on Madison, but in that area, Madison, Randolph, where there's a lot of great restaurants, City Winery.
Especially lately.
Yeah, there's a great little place around the corner, and I can't remember right now, where they make like gourmet hot chocolate for wintertime.
1330 West Madison for Viggio.
Right, Viggio.
All right. Good recommendation. Let's get to some, and as you say, it's a little more upscale than what you're usually talking about here. But
right.
That's good that you do that once
and
in
for the people that complain, Madison Street is not on the north side. It's right in the middle.
Glad you pointed that out. Let's see. Food news. We talked about Fitzgerald's getting sold, but they're going to continue. They're going to be open, which is a good thing. And then we talked about this guy, and I know you wanted to mention Pat Burger, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, he's doing that drinking only beer for Lent, which is, you know, is a great thing. But really, just I'm a big fan of Pat Burger because he owns Kaiser Tiger, which is right around the block from Viaggio. It's on Randolph, right at Ashland. And Kaiser Tiger, every dish has bacon in some form, which how can you go wrong?
Yeah, if you're on the keto diet, you
right.
can have it.
Yeah, yeah. Every dish has bacon. It's great. They make a bacon explosion, which I actually got the recipe and made it home, and made it at home one day. It's bacon with sausage in it, and it's all wrapped up with barbecue sauce. It's fantastic. My son ate it and then became a vegan the next week. So.
Oh, and by the way, don't you want to give your son a shout out?
Oh, yeah,
today?
My son Nate's birthday is today, 24 years old. That's hard to believe, man.
It goes fast and faster.
I'm telling you.
Also, we want to mention a couple of openings, right?
Yeah, it's not sort of an opening, it's sort of a move. Pick Me Up, which is a great vegan place in Wrigleyville, is moving to 4882 North Clark. And they're closing for, it looks like, a week at the end of March, and then opening at the beginning of April up on Clark Street in Andersonville, which is also a great neighborhood.
If you haven't been there lately.
A lot of fun.
And there's some food hall news you have.
Right. Hamburger Stan is opening in the Revival Food Hall at 125 South Clark.
I don't know Hamburger Stan.
I don't either, but man, the hamburgers look great. And I guess it's I don't know where the original one is. The Revival Food Hall has all these great, like almost like pop-up places of like Smoke has a place there. They have a bunch of little, it's almost like a mall food court.
Yeah, there
of really good restaurants.
Yeah, there's a few of those now. I have to do some exploring. Also, we need to mention that this weekend marks the final chance for you to enjoy the Pilsen Restaurant Week, which features more than 20 restaurants in Pilsen with special menus for lunch and dinner. And in the burbs, it's Chicago Northwest Restaurant Week, and they've got all these restaurants out in the burbs there who have special prices and special menus, and a lot of good places, including Weber Grill out there in Schaumburg, also the Capitol Grill, Seasons 52, and Shaw's Crab House in Schaumburg, as well as Morton's and Moretti's. So check that out.
Is that place up by the Botanic Gardens? Remember we went there, it was a hole in the wall or something?
Hole in the wall. That hole in the wall in Northbrook.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Is that part of this too?
No. No. Okay. This is Northwest
Suburbs.
That's
a great restaurant.
That's
though.
North Suburbs. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good.
And that's, we had a weird coincidence where we were eating in
you
the,
were eating at the next door.
Yeah.
Which is the place right next door. And was there one other thing I wanted to get? We had Molly Melman up here, and the folks from Let Us Entertain You have a great event to celebrate International Women's Day on Sunday at the Ivy Room. They're doing a special, they've got all these great chefs doing signature pastries. Man, you talk about baked goods. It's going to be fantastic there. $20 at the door Sunday. Good cause, too. And you can go to the Ivy Room at 12 East Ohio Street for that. And all the proceeds are going to a very good cause to support International Women's Day.
And for a limited time, a barrel-aged Malort is available for Vivian and Joel and
our crew will enjoy hearing that. That's available. I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's here. That Malort the kids all drink.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Thanks for keeping us up to date on what's happening with the youngsters, Lieutenant. We'll see you next Friday. News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Hey, let's be careful out here.